It was a late morning, and I was at my desk at our office of Coastside Detectives in Pacifica's Linda Mar Shopping Center, just tooling around on the internet when Joe Ballard, my business partner and friend, strode in, proud as a prize rooster, carrying in his hands the metal detector he had recently purchased from the Heartland America Catalog Company. Joe was wearing a harsh weather green fisherman's hat, a dark green REI rain-resistant coat and khaki cargo shorts that were wet around his thighs. On his feet, he was wearing black gator sandal shoes. His pale goose-bumped white legs reminded me of an uncooked chicken freshly pulled from the refrigerator. "Ain't you cold from the rain?" I asked, as I'd been trying to warm up and dry my own pants legs with a floor heater under my desk, my raincoat silently dripping water as it hung from the coat rack.
"You don't mind the rain when you're also getting hit by the ocean,"
Joe said as he hung his hat on the coat rack.
"And as long as the top part is warm, the bottom half is fine."
I looked back at his gaiters. "You do know you kill me every time I see you wearing those shoes. I consider them nothing less than the Honda element of the shoe world." "Ugly."
"These?"
Joe said, looking down at his shoes.
"These are the best. Great for walking in the sand. Sort of like snowshoes with the wide front. All the holes let you shake the sand out of them."
Joe gently placed his metal detector against the ficus tree near our office front door, so that the round, flat end of the gadget was cushioned in the dirt of the potted tree. He then gestured a stay-put move to the detector before standing tall at the front of our office, a grin on his face. "All right," I said and gestured. "Out with it." Joe was beaming, and then momentarily he removed the non-lit magnolia cigar that he kept affixed to the left side of his mouth and said,
"Check out what I found."
He reached into his pocket, retrieved something small, and flicked it with his thumb to me. I watched it as it twisted in the air and traveled halfway across the office. I caught it with both my hands, rubbed it, and looked at it. It was a coin of some sort, thickly caked with sediment, but it was definitely a coin of some sort. "Where'd you find this?" I asked.
"Out there by the rocks on the south side of Pacifica Beach. It's low tide, so I thought with the storms and runoff, I'd check out that area before people started scouring the area for whatever washed up on shore. You know, with the storms we've been having, I expected that something good would get washed up. But I never thought I'd find something like this."
Joe put his cigar back in his mouth and intently watched me as I handled the coin. I could tell it was old, really old, but I still couldn't make out the markings on it.